105 Drive with Julian Clover.
This is Cambridge 105.
I'm pleased to say Matt has got a guest with him, which is quite strange, really, because the last time I read anything about this guest, he was being pulled apart on the rack. Matt?
That's right, Julian. I'm joined by Guy Fawkes. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
What brings you here this evening?
Well, I have been brought back to celebrate the festivities here with Cambridge Live. I believe the very reason I was brought back from the dead for tonight is because King James was actually hunting in these parts on the very night that we had planned to do away with him. And therefore, well, I think this is kind of a celestial na-na-na-na-na.
What do you make of all this modern equipment?
It is incredible witchcraft, although it does not surprise me that on a night such as this, which is full of Christian revelry, that your witchcraft devices would cease to work for a small time.
And how did you arrive here today? Was it through the Doctor Who TARDIS?
The what?
The TARDIS. Oh, you won't know that, will you?
No, is this...
This
carriage?
Yes, it is, yes.
I see. No, I did not arrive that way.
And how have times changed since you were last on Earth?
Well, for one thing, there are many more women roaming the streets. And a surprising number of people who aren't wearing hats. Those were probably my most immediate notices. The buildings as well, they are quite different. And I was also very interested to find that the students here in Cambridge no longer wish to be monks or nuns. They are studying for other roles, such as the civil service. The idea of religion and politics coming together like that is, well, it is a marvel.
Was radio around when you were around, first time around?
No, certainly not. I am starting to get practiced in it now.
Yeah, who knows? You could be presenting a show from here for us next year.
Oh, I would be delighted if I return next year.
Guy Fawkes, thank you very much.
I thank you.
Matt, if I could start, can I ask Mr. Fawkes one question?
Go on then.
Where's he going to be around about 7:30?
Where are you going to be around 7:30?
I shall be wandering backwards and forwards in front of the display up until then, because there is a competition for anyone who manages to snap an instant portrait. I have some parchment with me here that says, yes, it is called a selfie. If you manage to catch me for a selfie and place it on Twitter, I have no idea what this means, but...
The interweb.
It says internet here, but yes, if you place it on that sort of portal, then you can win tickets to see a show at the Cambridge Corn Exchange. So I shall be wandering around up until then. I'm sure you will be delighted to know that I'm not going to be placed on the bonfire. That, of course, was not my fate. That was just a tradition that James started to celebrate his survival. And I'm quite glad he did, because it has given me the opportunity to come back 410 years later and celebrate with you fine fellows.
You're looking very good for 410 years old.
Why, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Forsooth, that was Matt Webb speaking to Guy Fawkes.
On FM,
online,
and DAB Digital Radio.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105.
Cambridge 105 on a Thursday night. We're live from Midsummer Common ahead of Bonfire Night, which is all getting excited and looking forward to that in, I guess, an hour or so, hour and a half or so's time. But do start to make your way down if you are coming. And Matt has got a representative of the organisers with him. Matt.
Thank you very much, Julian. I'm joined by Neil Jones. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
Not very good weather, unfortunately.
Well, not as bad as we were originally fearing, actually. There's a few brollies already down here. I mean, we're stood outside now. It was just spitting earlier. I think it's going to hold. I'm feeling optimistic.
How many people on average can we expect to see tonight?
Well, we traditionally get anywhere between 20, 25,000 has usually been the highest number. Usually depends on the weather. A lot of people don't like to go out when it's a little bit damp like it is today. But it's always a big, big crowd. So we would say to people, come down early. Enjoy yourselves when you get here. It's going to be a spectacular display.
There's also quite a few road closures. Would you advise people to use buses and public transport, for example?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the best thing to do is to check the City Council or Cambridge Live's website, where all the information about road closures is. Park and ride information is on there as well. That's running later than usual. All the various car park information is on there as well. So plan ahead, come down. People are already arriving. You can just see them arriving behind us. And there's already a nice atmosphere building.
One of the questions that people have been asking on social media today is how long will the fireworks display actually last for?
Hours. Now, I'm only joking. We wish we could afford to go for hours. It's approximately 15 minutes in total. Anyone who's been to this display in the past will know that it really is a spectacular display. And as it kind of reaches its crescendo, there's, you know, the oohs and ahs just become gasps, to be honest. It's, you know, I go to a lot of fireworks displays, and ours is one of the best ones that I've been to. So should be a cracking night all around.
And behind us is the big bonfire that's going to be lit. How long has it taken to actually build that?
Well, I came down this morning round about 8:30, and they were just starting to put the very first pallets down. We also had some concerned residents saying, are we making sure the hedgehogs are all right? I can just say to your listeners, we've been taking great care about the hedgehogs this year. No hedgehogs have been harmed, we can confirm that. But yeah, it's been built all day. I came down again about 3:00 and it was ready, so I think it took them a few hours. The City Council staff work enormously hard on building that bonfire.
And there's also a raised platform for those who are disabled.
There is, yeah. I mean, absolutely. All our events, whether it's this or the big weekend, you know, we consider the needs of disabled people. And actually, they get one of the best views in the house, actually. So if you are a disabled person coming down, don't be put off by the damp grass. You're going to have an excellent view on our disabled platform.
And security today, are the police going to be around, ambulance service, for example?
They're always around. They are part of the structure of the evening. So, you know, it's never a kind of disproportionate presence, but obviously we need the emergency service there, just in case. But we're not expecting any problems.
Neil Jones, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Neil, just before you run off, I noticed that it's also been announced today the creative brief for the Sid Barrett,
yes,
Memorial at the Corn Exchange. What sort of things are you looking for?
We are looking for anybody from the art community, be it in the local area or anywhere in the UK or indeed the world, to have a look at the artistic brief that's on our website. As you know from previous reports, City Council has granted us £10,000 of public money, Section 106 funding money, not public money, sorry, public developer money. And we are looking for somebody to build a piece of art. It can be a painting, it can be a sculpture, it can be an interactive piece of art, to go on the wall of the Corn Exchange to commemorate Sid Barrett, his connection to the city, Pink Floyd, but also the fact that he played his last ever performances there. If you're an artist, have a look. It could be you that's the chosen one.
And who gets to choose?
Who gets to choose? It says it on the brief, actually. There's a panel of five people, including two representatives of Sid Barrett's family, his sister and nephew.
Excellent. Thank you, Neil.
Thanks very much, Neil. Thank you, Matt, as well.